Sarah, all on the way before 8 o'clock tonight. The sound of Cornwall. And all the music you love. BBC Radio Cornwall. So, I want to ask you, what was the last crime thriller that you read? I'm trying to think what mine was. I think it might have been a John Grisham book. I'm going back quite a long time. I've not really read a good crime book or thriller for quite some time. What about you, Mia?
I haven't read one in so long. I know that my partner's mum is obsessed with like Stephen King books and she talks about them all the time. To me, they sound a little bit too freaky for me.
I'm thinking of It straight away. Yes. Yeah.
But it'd be good to have like one to get your teeth into, I think.
Absolutely, yeah. And of course, the night after Halloween, it's quite appropriate as well. Well, author Jane Jesmond joins us on the evening programme now to talk about her new crime thriller. It's called On the Edge. It's a great name. And it's set in Cornwall. Good evening, Jane. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Emma. Hello.
Hello. So where are you right now in the country? Jane.
Right now, I'm in Coventry. I'm staying with my sister.
Oh, and so where are you from originally then, Jane?
Originally. Well, although I was born in Newcastle, my family do come from Cornwall. And my mother was brought up there. So I'm sort of, we've moved around an awful lot. So there's no one particular place. And at the moment, I'm living in France. And in fact, we have lived here in France for the last 30 years.
Lovely. So do you still have any kind of family in Cornwall? Any friends?
My aunt still lives there, yes.
Oh, so you come back when you can, do you?
We come back when we can. We're very lucky there's a ferry from very close to us straight to Plymouth. So obviously it's not been quite so easy over the last couple of years for reasons we won't... I'm sure everybody's sick of, but yes, I love Cornwall.
So let's talk about your book. It's called On the Edge. Tell us all about it then, Jane.
Well, it's a thriller and it's set in Cornwall. Cornwall at its most moody and menacing, I like to think. And it starts off with a storm, one of the wild ones that tend to roll in over the Atlantic every year. And this one rolls in and hits the coast just where there's a lighthouse. And hanging from the lighthouse is an unconscious and dreaming figure.
Ooh. Oh, I'm getting the shivers at my spine already.
Yeah, and that is my daredevil protagonist, Jen Shaw, Jennifer Shaw. And I'm not really sure what else, how much more I can tell you without giving the sort of whole plot away. But, I mean, essentially, she comes to and succeeds in climbing her way to safety. But she has no idea whatsoever how she got there. And most of the rest of the book is concerned with her piecing together the story of how she arrived at the top of this lighthouse in a storm. And it takes her through unearthing quite a lot of skullduggery and, through some action-packed sequences and an awful lot of danger, which she's quite keen on.
So how long has it been in the making, then, this book, for you, Jane?
It's been years in the making, because I wrote a very rapid first draft probably 5 or 6 years ago in a sort of blast of excitement, and then it's needed a lot of refining since then. And I've written a couple of other books in between, but I've always gone back to On the Edge. There's just something about it and about Jen Shaw, the character.
So is this your debut novel then?
It is indeed, yes.
Wow, that must be so exciting now that it's been released.
It was released last week, and it was probably, one of the most brilliant weeks of my life. I mean, I don't know if you know, but it was chosen by the Sunday Times as a best crime fiction, one of the best crime fiction novels of October, which, was just, just wonderful. And, it's been great. But actually, the best bit really has been hearing from people who've actually read it. Proper readers who sent me messages on Facebook and Twitter and that's been great.
So you're building up quite a fan base then, by the sounds of it, Jane. So, you know, what have been the, you know, the reactions, the comments coming in then from your fans and, you know, amongst the book world to the novel?
Fast-paced, twisty, atmospheric. A lot of people, you know, have loved the character of Jen herself. More of the same, really.
Mm-hmm. So tell us then, where is it based in Cornwall and why did you decide to set it in Cornwall?
I think I always knew I was going to set a book in Cornwall because it's of all the places I've ever spent time in, it's the one that's best suited to a thriller. It's just got everything.
I suppose that is the atmosphere and the kind of the when you talked about it being menacing, and I'm thinking of the coast and how the coast can sometimes be menacing and the weather down here as well. It's very dramatic, isn't it, down here?
It is. It's absolute. And there's also a really interesting contrast between how Cornwall is when the sun is shining in the middle of summer and how it is in the middle of winter when the rain sweeps over the moors and so on. And I've also, you know, I mean, I was brought up with stories of smuggling and tin mining and all that features in the book. It's just a wonderfully inspiring place, which is why I think so many books have been written based in Cornwall.
Mm. Have there been many kind of thrillers or crime books based in Cornwall?
There have been, but of course I'm struggling to think of one on the spur of the moment. I mean, all of, you know, obviously that, you know, everybody thinks of the Daphne du Maurier books, her four great Cornish books, which are in many ways thrillers as well.
So if you're reading the book then, will you be able to recognise places in Cornwall that you've used to set the story in?
Most of the places actually in the book are a sort of amalgamation of different parts of the area around St Austell, which is where my mum's family come from. A keen-eyed reader will notice that the geography doesn't always quite match up, but obviously Bodmin Moor is present, although not without a name, and a lot of the little villages are. A lot of it is things I remember from childhood and things I've, you know, places I've been when I've visited. The lighthouse at the very beginning was very much inspired by Gribben Head, which I know isn't a lighthouse. It's a day mark. But the view up to it from Pridmouth Cove, which is near Foy, was the opening scene was very much inspired by that.
Mm. So it's the kind of Cornish landscape and the culture then that has really inspired you in your writing, and in
very
particular
much.
This book?
Yes, very much.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. And have you been on a book tour then over the last week? What have you been doing then to, you know, get the book out there?
Well, I've been signing copies in bookshops. I went to just over the border, the Ivy Bridge bookshop. Today I've been at Warwick Bookshop signing books. And, you know, apart from that, it's been interviews and writing articles and really responding to readers on social media, which is a major sort of form for promoting books at the moment.
So this is your debut novel.
Yes.
You've already been recognised for it, as you were just saying before. Well done, that's really amazing. So have you got any more in line, Jane? What's the next kind of book that's inside?
Well, I'm deep in writing book two of the Jen Shaw series.
Oh.
On the Edge is only the first in a series.
Oh, okay.
And that takes Jen a bit further afield than Cornwall, although her heart is still there, to Spain and Malta, and picks up on some of the characters that we're introduced to in On the Edge and some of the themes as well. And I just hope it's as, you know, as exciting as book one is.
the way you describe it, I can feel like a TV series or a film coming on.
Well, I wouldn't say no.
Would that be quite amazing if that happened?
Oh, it would be fantastic, provided it was actually shot in Cornwall rather than substituting somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah. What about other authors in crime fiction? You know, what have you had any kind of endorsements from them with On the Edge, Jane?
Oh, yes, lots. I'm trying to Philippa East, who writes some fantastic books. Barbara Copperthwaite, lots of authors. It's a wonderful community, actually. I think the writing community. Authors are so very supportive of each other. Mm. It's just fantastic.
Mm. Well, Jane, I think it's just lovely that you've written a book that has been set in Cornwall, and it's obviously been so inspiring for you. And Cornwall, has obviously inspired your writing so much. So, anybody wanting to get hold of the book, how can they do so?
Well, it's available from all the normal online retailers and also direct from my publisher, Verve Books. And you can also get it from independent bookshops, either by ordering or quite a few of them have got it in stock. Off the top of my head, I think the Fulmer bookseller has it, the Ives, St. Ives bookseller. The Edge of the World in Penzance, mm-hmm. and of course the Ivy Bridge, which, okay, is just over the border into Devon, but I mean they have signed copies, so yeah.
Can I just say, Jen Shaw, then, the main character, is she inspired by anyone in particular?
No, she is. She came to me in a flash. It was one of those really strange experiences. Where I have always known, she arrived and I knew how she spoke, I knew how she thought, and then I just had to find out what her history was. And I have never met anybody like her, and I am not in the least bit like her. She's a very, very skilled and passionate climber.
Oh.
I'm someone who won't go above the second rung on a stepladder. And she's also a risk taker. I mean, some people have called her an adrenaline junkie, although for me there's more to her passion for climbing than just that.
So a strong kind of feminine character then coming through there in the book.
Very much, very much. Very important to me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like you say, it's the first in a series, so we'll look forward to the second and hopefully the third and then the next one after that. Jane, it's been lovely to talk to you this evening. I'll let you get back to with your sister, and thank you so much for coming on the programme tonight to tell us about On the Edge. It just sounds really good. Menacing. I liked that word you used at the beginning. It sounds very menacing and a good read, very gripping.
I hope so.
All right, Jane, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and thank you again for speaking to us here at BBC Radio Cornwall.
It was a pleasure. Thank you, Emma.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Could it be?